loss of a great man, and we all feel it, everybody in Northern Ireland. I've just been looking at Twitter and Facebook this morning, and there's huge, huge reaction to his death. Such a private man, of course, and people knew that he was off ill, and he was fiercely protective over his privacy. But, you know, I only heard the news myself about an hour ago, and we're still very emotional. We've lost such an incredible broadcasting genius. He had great insight and a wicked wit. I think that's I'd be allowed to use that word about him. And intelligence and charm, and he used all of those characteristics when he talked to ordinary people. And of course, that's where some of the best crack came with Gerry. He wasn't a man who was fond of interviewing personalities and the kind of usual show. He just wanted ordinary people to ring up.
Gerry was company to all of us in all that he did, and that was his great natural style. As a broadcaster, he really did make all of us who were listening to him or watching him really felt like we were in his company, felt like we were part of a very close circle. And that was just because of the warmth and the rapport that he had.
He was just a breath of fresh air. Broadcasting, whenever Gerry started out, was, you know, it was a very grey, bland place to be. And one of the things Gerry brought to it, of course, was that irreverent wit and that ability to think on his feet, and also to have the confidence as well to be cheeky, to be irreverent, to push the boundaries.
The way he could interpret people, the way that he thought about life, and he could read people very well. Yeah, I was just a great admirer.
He was one of the finest broadcasters of our generation, probably of any generation. I think people forget. I remember listening to Gerry Anderson 30 years ago, whenever it was, and he started on Radio Ulster, and I was working in UTV, and I tuned in to hear him. And at the start, I thought, no, this is not going to work. It took me a little while to get on to Gerry's sense of humour, and after that I've been a fan for the past 30 years. One of the most innovative, clever broadcasters, it's been my privilege to have known.